Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson is back with us with more good news. What is this day on our Good News for Prosperity?
This is day 207.
207. Day 207. He's been bringing us positive word on prosperity and blessing. I want to hear some testimonies too.
Yeah, we do need to hear some good testimonies.
That would be so encouraging to us to hear that you took this word that Pastor George preached and things begin to change and look up, and we want to hear it. Let us do it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, Gloria, first of all of the notes that we're teaching from are available on kcm.org. You can get them, download them,
preach them.
Yeah, make copies of them, do whatever you want to do with them. I think that we've had over 500,000 since we started doing this together, downloads of those outlines.
That's awesome, isn't
so
it?
People are interested in studying the Word of God. They're interested in growing and learning.
Yes.
And also I wanted to mention, on the Friday broadcast, Sister Gloria and I are going to be receiving communion together. So join us for that. Get your communion elements ready. And we're going to take communion together. And the thing that we're going to do up until this point in our study of the untouchables, living in God's circle of protection, we've been talking about many scriptures that relate to our protection. We've been going through the 91st Psalm. We've been reading about our covenant of protection in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. And from this point out on our study, in the next 4 days, we're going to take some time now for the application of this. How do we do this?
Good.
How do we walk in that place of divine protection? Today, we're going to
That's
be talking
be
about a message that Gloria taught many years ago, and it's one of my favorite that she's taught, and it's called Build Yourself an Ark.
Hallelujah.
Build yourself an ark. And so what we're going to do today here is we're going to construct our own ark of protection.
Oh, I like that, George.
And it's really wonderful. The thing I enjoy so much, the book that we're offering this week has this information in it. And I take what you've taught in that book and I will outline it and study it out. And one of the things that you taught in this book was about Noah's ark and how you said something in between our taping. They talked about what if Noah didn't, how'd you say it? Oh, what if Noah said, well, it's not going to rain.
Never rains this time of year.
It never rains at all. And what would have happened had he not obeyed? Well, God was speaking to him about his protection. And he was getting him ready and prepared. And so let's take a look at this, Gloria.
Okay.
In Genesis chapter 6, we're talking today about how to build your ark of protection.
Praise God.
And in Genesis chapter 6, we'll look here at verse 11. It says, here's the Amplified in our notes. The earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight. And the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power.
Ooh, no peace at all.
That was a mess.
It was.
They were in a serious mess. And notice that it said it was filled.
That's Amplified.
That's Amplified. And it says it was filled with violence. So there was plenty of opportunity for the destruction of lives.
The curse was running free.
The curse, yes, it was running free. It was running rampant at that time. And listen to this. In verse 14, in the NIV translation, God spoke to Noah and he said, so make yourself an ark of cypress wood. So here we have God speaking to Noah for his own protection, even though they've never seen a rain like they're about to see.
Does the scripture say about Noah that he found grace?
He found favor with God.
Favor.
Favor, which is the grace of God. He found favor with God.
I'm glad somebody did, or we'd not ever be.
And he was a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
Noah and his family, righteous man. And so this ark, the ark did two things for Noah. Number one, and Gloria, this is this. I mean, this is you right here. This is all of this information came from you. This is great. The ark did two things for Noah. First, it provided his deliverance from the destruction that was yet to come. And second, it kept his family safe when the whole world was perishing. That's what that ark did. And we can build ourselves an ark. As you said in your message that you taught on this, you said we must individually build an ark for ourselves and for our family. We don't use cypress wood. We build ourselves an ark with God's Word.
Praise God.
That's how we do it.
That's right. Exactly right.
That's how we do it. And you said you can live safe and secure in your ark of protection in spite of the danger in the world.
Build yourself an ark.
Build yourself an ark.
With the Word of God and your word and the words of your mouth.
That's right. So, Gloria, are you ready?
Don't participate in the curse. Mm-mm. Don't participate in unbelief. Don't participate when they say there's going to be a downturn, it's going to be bad, there's an epidemic, whatever it is, don't participate.
Don't participate.
Just stay in that word.
In the economy, whatever is going on with the economy, don't participate in it. Don't participate in a depression or anything else. You participate in the Word of God.
Stay put.
Stay put on the Word. So now, Gloria.
This is no time to go swimming. Stay in the ark.
This is no time to go swimming.
Don't jump overboard.
If we can just talk for a moment, this is one of the reasons why I so enjoy doing these broadcasts with Gloria, because you never know exactly what she's going to say next.
Well, I don't know either.
It just tickles us all in here because it's wonderful. Don't go swimming when it's time to get in the ark.
Don't jump overboard.
Nope. Don't jump overboard either. So, Gloria, are you ready to build an ark?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. What we're going to do is we're going to look at Psalm 91 once again in verses 1 and 2, and it says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. Mm-hmm. My God, in Him will I trust." Now, the word abide there, it means to stay. It means to dwell. It means to take up residence.
That's
we
right.
have to take up residence in that secret place of the Most High and stay under the shadow of the Almighty. And like you said in your teaching, it's a permanent residence. It's a place that we stay all the time. We stay in a constant state of protection.
That's right.
We stay in that place. It's like you said, it's not a temporary hotel room.
That's right.
That's temporary. And you and Kenneth especially, you know a lot of hotel rooms.
We do.
You have had a lifetime.
We have abided in many places.
Yes, you have. You've abided in many, many places. But
I don't know if there is such a word as abided, but we did it.
You have been to these places, but what you said,
I think we made our abode in many places.
You did. But the place where you live all the time. That's the place you come home to.
That's right.
Whenever you travel, whenever you go on the road, that's the place that you come home to. That's the place of that. I mean, that is where the Lord is able to minister back to you.
And
that's
peaceful.
That's what we do. We stay in the secret place. We dwell under the shadow. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's the place where we stay all the time. So, in building our ark, step one, abide in the Word. Mm-hmm. Abide in the Word. What does it mean to abide in the Word? What would you say, Glory, to someone who's asking you?
Well, you can't abide if you don't know what the Word says.
Okay.
So you put it in your eyes and your ears. Like the Scripture says in Proverbs, attend to the Word. Give your attention to the Word of God.
That's how you do
and
it.
And that's how you get results. It gets in your eyes, in your ears. It gets into your heart.
Right.
And then it talks to you. It abides there. It'll correct you. It'll encourage you.
Yes.
It'll help you.
Yes, yes,
faith
yes.
comes out of that. Glory to God.
So we abide in the Word. And one of the things that you mentioned was we have to dig, in this case, into the Word of our protection, which that's what we've been doing since we began last week in this series. We've been digging into the Word. And you have to build it into your life verse by verse. You take a word, like this one here, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." You meditate that word. You see yourself in that secret
That's
place,
right.
living in that secret place of the Most High, under the a shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
You build it into your life. You build it into your
right.
spirit. You build
under
it into your
His
heart.
Presence.
And like you said, you don't wait until trouble comes.
No, this is what you do all the time. Good
all
times,
the time.
Bad times, you're the same.
Yeah.
You're dwelling
right.
in the secret place. You're abiding.
You're abiding
you're putting
there.
You're the eyes in your eyes and your ears on the Word of God.
Right.
And bringing the Word out your mouth and applying it to situations. People that give up don't receive.
Right.
We don't give up.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever known a time that you and Kenneth have ever taken a faith vacation. I don't ever remember a time when
you wouldn't want to do that.
You wouldn't want to do that.
No.
You have so stayed in the Word. And that's been the inspiration
George,
to us.
You know, times are tight in a lot of places now. And we've had tight times. Mm. And you were probably the head of the business part of the ministry at the worst time where we got
$6 million.
$6 million dollars behind mm-hmm. in TV bills. So what do you do when it's impossible in the natural
yes.
to get out of that?
Yes.
What do you do? You apply the Word
of
God.
You apply the Word. You dig into the Word of God.
You stay with it. You
yep.
don't quit. You don't
yep.
change. You don't let depression come on you. You just take after that Word and you stay with it until that
Praise
changes.
God.
And we how long? It took us a while. But what if we'd gotten halfway and quit?
Well,
we don't know where we'd be.
It actually didn't take as long as they said it would take. In the natural realm, they were saying it would take at least 2.5 years
to get out of that. And that was television time. It
that's
wasn't
television.
Like
that's TV time.
Threw money away or anything.
And that was from a natural standpoint. But we were operating in the supernatural.
That's right.
We were using our faith. We were believing God. We were praising God.
Yes, we.
And
were.
At the end of it was 1988. At the end of 1988, we were $6 million behind. We crossed over into the new year, and by May of that new year, no, it was 1990, the May of that new year, all of our accounts payable were caught up, and by July, all the TV bills were caught up, and they've been caught up ever since.
Right.
So it didn't take near as long.
And it was George's fun job to oversee everything.
Well, I was there at that time. We had just gone on daily television, and we went on every available voice.
When you're having a hard time with weekly television, go on.
Go on daily television.
No, when you're having a hard time, what you do is whatever God says, no matter how.
Right. You dig into the Word. And like you said, you don't wait until trouble comes. You make a lifestyle
right.
of this.
That's what we do.
This yeah. is our lifestyle. I'll just tell you something about the Copeland family, which I've been around for now 40 years. This is our lifestyle. We go to the Word.
That's right.
We've had good examples to watch, and every one of us have learned to go to the Word of God. If there's
Praise
something
God.
Going on, you dig
That's
into the
right.
Word. But you don't wait until that trouble hits. You have a daily dose of the Word of God every day.
Stay out of trouble.
Building it into your spirit. Even this morning, Terry and I, which we do every day, when we get up, we confess the Word of God to each other. We declare the Word of God.
Amen.
We stay in that place. We declare to each other, we are expecting our greatest
yeah.
blessing ever today
Hallelujah.
Because great grace is upon us all. We have victory over death
Amen.
And we are experiencing the manifestation of the love of God. We declare the glory of the Lord over this day, the manifested presence, power, and goodness of God.
Amen.
I mean, we go through,
That's right.
we declare the Word of God. This takes us 5 or 6 minutes straight on through. And then when we're done with that, we just begin to praise God yeah. and whatever else that
you
comes
take
up.
It. You praise God.
But this is 24/7. To build yourself an ark
That's right.
and do it the right way, it's going to be
24/7. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It has to be a lifestyle. It cannot be church one day a week
no.
and then the rest of the
no.
time you put your Bible aside, you don't take it out until... No,
we've
learned.
We don't
learned.
Wait till trouble comes and then Mm-mm. go at it. We stay at it.
Mm-mm.
We stay in that secret.
We have the Word of God
Amen.
Going all the time. We're feeding
that's
on
right.
it. And that's how you build your ark. That's step one. Abide in
good.
The Word.
That's good.
Step two, obey the Word. We have to be obedient to what God's Word says. Obedience has to be a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're willing and obedient, Isaiah 119,
right.
you will eat the good of the land. So you have to obey it.
Yeah. You got to check yourself out.
Yeah, you can't.
Things aren't working. See what you're doing. What am I doing?
That's right.
What am I not doing I'm supposed to do, or what am I doing I'm not supposed to do?
That's good, Lord.
And ask the Lord to correct you. If you just don't have a clue, I don't know what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just say, Lord, show me how to make this thing right, and I'll do it.
Yeah.
He'll show you.
And Noah was obedient.
Yes, he was.
When the Lord told him to build an ark, he was obedient to that, and he did the word. We are doers of the word, not hearers only.
That's right.
And whenever we hear the word of God, we just make that decision on the inside. I'm going
to do
this.
I'll do it.
I'm doing it. Look at your third page, Gloria, and we'll find step three. The first step in building your ark was you have to abide in the Word. You've got to give the Word first place and make it final authority in your life. The second one is to obey the Word. You have to obey what God's Word says. You cannot hear it and not do it.
That's right. Doer of the Word.
You have to be a doer. You have to do this Word. And number three, you have to declare the Word. You've got to speak the Word out of your own mouth. Speaking words of faith will open the door to victory in your life.
That's right.
And so we declare the word, like in Psalm 91:2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I
trust.
Praise
God.
So let's do that, Gloria. Let's say, say this after me. I will say of the Lord.
I will say of the Lord.
He is my refuge.
He is my refuge.
My fortress.
My fortress.
My God.
My God,
in him will I trust.
Will I trust.
I like what you were doing just then. We said fortress.
Surrounding myself with my fortress.
We're surrounding ourselves.
Hallelujah.
We are surrounded.
Of God, the power of God, the blessing of God, the angels of God.
Yes.
That's all part of our fortress.
Noah was surrounded by an ark. He was protected. And that ark lifted him up and over the corruption that's in the world. That's what the Word does for us today. It lifts us up and over. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter what's happening economically. It doesn't matter what's taking place. We are like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth our fruit in our season. Our leaf will never wither, and whatsoever we do, it prospers, no matter what's going on.
No matter the economic upturn, downturn,
that's right.
Sideways
that's
turn.
That's right.
We're in an economic situation all of our own. It's the Word of God. It's the blessing of God.
It's the blessing of the Lord.
Read the blessing. Wow. If you've never spent time reading the blessing in the Old Testament, read it. Oh,
yeah.
Man, bless
Deuteronomy,
coming in.
Deuteronomy 28. What a scripture
Glory
that is.
God.
I want to read, Gloria, let me just quote this scripture, and then I'll do this. We have to declare the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We just said that in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We frame our worlds with our words.
That's right. We do it.
Noah framed the ark with cypress wood.
That's
we frame our ark with our word, or the
words
word of
faith.
God.
Words the of word faith. Of God brings faith.
Yep.
And our word. It takes our word and God's word working together.
Yes.
God's
yes.
word has to become our word. That's how you release your faith.
That's exactly it.
If you're in trouble and you're saying, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't think we're going to make it. I don't see how we'll ever get out of this situation.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't see how you'll ever get out of it either. But if you'll take it by faith and you'll begin to go get your scriptures to stand on and
amen.
Say them out loud and take them and put it in your eyes and your ears and let it get in your heart, you'll come out.
That's right.
You'll come out
right.
of trouble.
Gloria, in your book called Your Promise of Protection, I just want to read this as we finish up. It took Noah many, many days to build his ark. Think about that. There he was out in the middle of nowhere building this big ship. No water in sight. Don't
he
you know?
He wasn't a boat builder before that.
No, he was not. Well, that's a good point. That's a great point. Don't you know his neighbors laughed at him? Crazy old Noah, they must have said.
There's not even any rain.
Crazy old Noah. And his boys talk about God delivering them from a flood that's coming. They don't know what they're talking about. You know, people made fun of Noah and his family all those years. And the scripture says they did not know or understand the day the flood came and swept them away. They were in the dark. But when the flood came, Noah wasn't in the dark. He was in the
Noah's
ark.
Noah's crazy. Glub, 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 glub. There they went.
I was hoping you would do that. That tickled me a little while ago.
Oh, me.
The flood came. Noah wasn't in the dark. He was in the ark. He knew exactly what God was going to do, and he was prepared.
That's right.
Today, I'm saying to you the same thing that God said to Noah. There's a flood coming. Build yourself an ark. Build it with the 91st Psalm. Build it with scriptures about your deliverance.
That's right.
Build it by abiding in the Almighty. Build it by saying with your mouth, He is my refuge. He is my fortress.
Amen.
He is my God. In Him I will trust, and on Him I lean and rely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait until the flood comes and sweeps you away. Start now. Meditate on God's word of deliverance. Read it.
Praise
Go
God.
Over it every day until it's so
That's
deeply
right.
rooted in your heart that it comes flowing out at the first sign of trouble. Build yourself an ark today. Don't be in the dark. Be in the ark.
Amen. I like it.
Gloria Copeland.
Praise God.
Classic
Hallelujah.
Gloria Copeland.
It's an awesome thing, isn't it?
It is, Gloria.
Praise God.
It is.
When Ken and I, how much time do we have left? 30 seconds. Well, this is going to be short. But when Ken and I first began to learn the Word, and we saw that,
yeah.
we decided we'd do what we saw in the Word, and
mm-hmm.
it said, we found the Scripture, stay out of debt.
Oh,
Amplified,
my.
I think, says,
oh,
keep
my.
Out of debt. Well, hey, I married Kenneth Copeland in his notes. He had debt when I married him. And we didn't have anything either. I mean, we had old nothing,
right,
early
right.
Goodwill furniture, you
right.
know? So, and a little project house. So we were broke. We didn't have anything,
yeah.
and here the Bible says stay out of debt. So what did we do? We said, okay, if the Bible says it, we'll do it. And so what was the result of that is that we don't lack anything.
Praise God.
In Jesus'
Praise
name.
God. You were a doer of the Word.
That's right.
You abided in
yes.
the Word. You did the Word. You declared the Word, and to this day.
And it was our supply.
It's your supply.
For whatever we needed.
And you're debt-free?
Yep.
Praise God.
For many, 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 many years.
Woo, the Word Hallelujah. Of God works.
That's it. It does.
It works.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Thanks, George. That's been good. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.